Yes,
Love Talk Radio.
We are very, very thankful for this opportunity to come to you from Liberation Temple X. And our subject today is Message to the Black Man. We are thankful to come to you from Liberation Temple X. And our message to you is Message to the Black Man. And we are thankful for this opportunity. We thank Allah, the creator of the worlds, who is beneficent. We recognize him as being the ultimate power of our universe, and so we use the term Allah. We recognize him in being the creator of the universe. We bear witness as we speak with you today that there is only one God. And Muhammad is his messenger. And so we come to you in preface, as we near the exhaustion of the wisdom of this world, which has not been able to shed enough light on our path in search of that supreme wisdom, keep us from stumbling and falling. We now seek the wisdom of Allah, the best knower and guide in the person of Master Fahd Muhammad, to whom be praise forever. And we pray that our listener and our readers can find that light in this book, Message to the Black Man. Message to the Black Man, which was written and given to us by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that great messenger, great preacher who comes from Georgia. Giving the message to the black man and black woman of America, thankful and privileged for his sacrifices. We know that it has been a long time that we have suffered in this Babylon, this place that has caused us much grief and much pain. And it seems that all is, as the old folks say, but out. But it's when you've come to the end of your strength that God can be shown powerful. And so we must talk to the black man today to make him aware of his path and for him to stay on the pilgrimage of total and absolute freedom and total and absolute separation. And the time has come and is now that the white man will have to give up his power on this earth. The so-called Negro has never had a divine messenger sent to them before the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Therefore, there will be so much opposition to him from his people, black people, who want to lead and not be followers of others. Especially the middle-class black man. Black Christian preachers and the college and university professors and students who feel so proud of their worldly education from this white world. Brothers and sisters, we are in danger. We are indeed in danger. For thousands of years, the people who did not have knowledge of the person or reality of God worship their own ideas of God. You can find that in Message to the Black Man, paragraph 1 and page 1. That is our problem today, brothers and sisters. Our problem today is that we have no understanding of who God really is. We were brought into slavery, captured into captivity by the white devil of this planet. Some would say, why would you call him a devil? Well, angels don't do this. This is not something that saints do. Good people don't do this. Only bad people with evil intentions, a devil, can not only seek to put people in chain, put them in prison, put them in an unjust system, but then rewrite the Holy Scriptures making them a lie to justify this evil that he's done. We are facing now the coronavirus, the situation with the coronavirus that this evil devil has made. You see, you can't call him good. He has to be a devil. He has to be, because good people just don't do this. Now, the white man has put out a fear about coronavirus all around the planet. And then he quarantined black folks, the people that it was created to kill, and made the world feel that black people was the reason why this virus is hanging around. And they did this in two parts, really three parts, and we could talk about each of them. The first thing they did was they created the scenario of the virus that was for the purpose of depopulation. That's the first thing that they did. So they began to, Bill Gates, who's the worst white devil on the planet, use his money to buy other demons and devils to do the dirty work of creating the vaccine. This is very important to remember. So they'd already created the vaccine. They weren't waiting to create it. It was already created the minute that he said that would be an urgency. And I'd like to bring to your attention something the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talked about when he talked about the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the book, The Fall of America. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad predicted the fall of America. As Allah would have it, all praises be to him, that the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan would be such a blessing and so in tune to what is going on around the planet that he began to warn us about this depopulation that the white man was creating. So he continues to warn us and to organize us for this time that is coming. So it's no secret to any Muslim because of the great work that the most awesome and intelligent brother, most loving brother of the Nation of Islam and the most national representative voice of the Nation of Islam, the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, to give us the word of what the white man was going to do and how he was going to do it. And he began to organize the black race as a whole, all of those that will listen. All of those that will listen, because you got some of us brothers and sisters that won't even listen. You could see fire, and the brothers and sisters will still doubt that something's burning. I mean, the damage that has been done to our mind is amazing. We have experienced a deep source of mental trauma that has so many tentacles. But for those of us that will listen, he was explaining to us what they were going to do, how they were going to do it, and from the messenger's own teaching. So Bill Gates, this devil, white devil, because that's what he is, comes up with this biological situation that if America was ever under biological attack, that we would be defenseless unless we come up with some kind of antidote for a vaccine, or rather, antidote or vaccine for this virus. Now, they'd already made the virus. They'd already made it. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told us about Zbigniew Brzezinski about 12 years ago to the date, and he's talked about him off and on for over 40 years. But he talked to us about Zbigniew Brzezinski, who said it would be easier to kill a million people than to educate a million people. This is one of the devils that work for the global administration. When we said global, we're talking about NATO, and we're talking about, which is the same organization that whites had in the 1400s. Same organization they had in 1497. and earlier. As a matter of fact, it was 1492, because they sent boys to find new areas where they could concentrate, which belonged to dark-skinned people, belonged to the black man and black woman of this planet. And they decided that they would never fight against one another ever again, because they were losing and killing each other and waning their waste, their race. They were literally killing too many of themselves. So they said they wouldn't kill any again to form organizations that were absolute on killing peaceful nations, which Africa ranked at the top of these desires, because we were the dark-skinned people all over the planet. We're all over the planet, same way we are today, except then we were owners of the planet, and we exercised ownership of the planet. And we knew about the white man, and we kept him out at that time. We kept him out of the planet at that time. In other words, we kept him out of the kingdoms that we ran at that time. But then something changed. As the generations went by, something began to change. And so they fought the bloodiest war they'd ever fought against one another in 1416. It was a fight for what sucked it. And they were merely just fighting to become a neighboring mercantilization partner there. In other words, they were Minoans trying to sell goods. So they began to get together at what was called the Kirfa Conference. And at this conference, they declared that they would never kill one another. Now, that made the black man who was in power, the total power, that made him the target of everything that was going on. Made him the target. They first tried to integrate themselves inside of the system. And it's very important that you understand this, because integration is an act of war. I say it again. It's very important that you understand that integration is an act of war. Now, to ignorant black folks, that would sound racist. White folks and poor white folks, which were trashy, poor white trash, as a white man called them, they would say that I'm speaking racism. But I'm not speaking racism, brothers and sisters. I'm not speaking racism. I'm speaking fact. That anytime you integrate into a society, the purpose of integrating with that society is to overcome them. The white man cannot overcome you with brute strength and power, because there's too many of us. So he plays an angel of light. The scriptures tell you that the devil will come to you as an angel of light, that it is an illusion. Don't believe it. But many of the black people who think the white man is their friend, because that's what they call him, and you got to know that this is mental madness. You have to know it. There's no other explanation for it. There's no other explanation. But you got to know that this is mental madness. How can you call a man your friend? He's your friend, and this is your friend. The white man is the one that came into Africa, chopping your hands off, capturing you like animals, creating cannibalism. He was eating, literally eating your flesh. Your friend, the white man, turning your skin into leather and selling it to the highest bidder, and he's still doing it today. The white man, the one that you call your friend, that took you from your land against your will and put you in bondage, this is the white man that you call your friend. The one that has created every disease and pestilence that is within his power and has unleashed it on black and brown skinned people. This is the white man that you call your friend. And when I say the white man, I mean every white administration across the world have done this. You don't have any friends. China had slaves. Chinese don't like you. You got to know that. You should know it now with the coronavirus, because they helped America make it when they unleashed it on you through the sky and through the airways. Germany is not your friend. The German man don't like you. The only reason that he appeased you today is because of what he went through with Hitler. You have black brothers marrying these German women. I'm just being honest. And marrying the white women here, which are children of the Germans and children of the British, who don't like you. Every day they wake up to rule you, to make you a subject people. You are a subject people. There are people that are happy that that Meghan Markle has had a son with Prince Harry and William and his wife had a child, successful children. And the only reason they're having children is to keep the power that they have. These are people that are ruling you. This is one of the governing classes. And as a slave, damaged mind, you praising the birth of these children. This is foolish. This is foolish, brothers and sisters. Just like the white man here in America, it's the same thing, just transferred over. Same thing transferred over. But it was bloody. It was bloody to get that power. They killed you to get it. And you don't even know it. And so you've grown up in a world where you're worshiping these people who have made you subject, who have rewritten the spiritual oracles, chopped your hand off coming into Africa because you were telling them about the convictions of God. And they were talking about rulership. You had been warned by the elders not to take them in, but you took them in anyway. You took them in Africa. When they got here, you took them in, being warned and going against the teachings. You took them in, and then they took you over. And there are still people today that think that white people are their friends, and they're poisoning us and doing everything else with us. Now, do you honestly think that these people are going to fight to give up the power and the privilege that they have so that you can have the same power and privilege when they know that you're greater than them? Why, you're out of your mind. You are out of your mind. Slavery has made you out of your mind. It has damaged you emotionally. It has damaged you spiritually, and it is damaging you mentally every day. Every day. So what do you do? You can't go to the Christian churches because they follow the white man. The Christian preacher's been put out of their own church now. They're being put out of their own church. You can't go there. You can't go to the job market. If you go to the job market, you got to take the vaccine. The vaccine's killing black folks. You can't go there. So the only thing you can do is come together and come to those that know Muhammad. That's all that you can do. Black man, it's time for you to wake up. It is time for you to wake up and to understand that the man does not love you. The man can't stand you. The man has put you in slavery. The man didn't want to pay you for your work. And now this man is ready to kill you and get you out of the way because he's becoming a minority. That's right. The white man is becoming a minority. Even when he taught you about God, he kept you in the same ignorance that you have today. He didn't teach you that because he was concerned about your salvation. He taught you that so he can control you. He can control the population. Salvation was the last thing on his mind. This is a wonderful book. Message to the Black Man is a wonderful book. We're on page one. We're on page one. And I want to read just a few more verses to you, or rather, should say verses, because it should be just like the Black Man's Bible. But read a few more sentences to you, if not a paragraph. And again, this is Allah is good. This is chapter one and part one, which says Allah is good. Chapter one, part one, who said, who is that mystery God? Thousands of years, the people who did not have the knowledge of the person or reality of God worshiped their own ideas of God. He who has been made like many things other than what he really is. The Christians refer to God as a mystery and a spirit and divide him into thirds. One part they call the Father, another part the Son, and a third part they call the Holy Ghost, which makes the three one. While this is contrary to both nature and mathematics, for the law of mathematics would not allow us to put three into one. Our nature rebels against such a belief of God being a mystery, and yet the Father of a Son and a Holy Ghost without a wife or without being something in reality. We wonder how can the Son of Man and the Father a mystery unknown or a spirit? Who is this Holy Ghost that is classified as being the equal of the Father and the Son? That is a wonderful question. But when you're a subject, you'll believe anything your master is telling you. These are for the subject slaves. See, all slaves weren't subject. All slaves weren't subject. We're taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad not to be subject people. We're taught not to even take handouts from that man. And if you can help it, don't even take its employment. But to do for self. Your whole pattern of building should be to do for self. The whole knowledge of eating should be to do for self. You need to learn how to eat to live. We've been telling you that for years. Telling black folks, learn how to eat to live. Learn how to eat meager diets. Don't overeat. Be concerned about obesity. Be concerned about health problems. And now this devil came and put a virus in the air, have literally sprayed it into the community, and it started attacking white folks. It backfired. It started attacking white folks and really taking them out faster than it did black folks. So they began to give biased samples and say that, well, the black man is the one that's really in danger because it's killing a large part of the white race who is already a minority. The white man is already a minority, and it's already taken out the majority of his race on grand scales. More than Oprah Yards would ever hope to do, it's doing it in days. And so the devil puts out another lie. This is what he is. He's a devil. I don't know why you can't see it. The devil puts out another lie. On this lie, he says that coronavirus is affecting black folks. So he says that he come up with this vaccine, which he's had the vaccine since 2008, probably earlier than that, because Bill Gates' father and mother worked on the global panel for the World Health Organization. Here are people that are not even doctors, not even health professionals that are working on these organizations. Now, his father is the son of Margaret Singer. Let me say that again. Bill Gates' father is the son of Margaret Singer. And they married, which his mother comes from the Rothschild influence. So she's in the bloodline of these evil devils. Both of them are in the bloodline of devils. Margaret Singer, if you don't know who she is, let me tell you about it. Margaret Singer is the one that comes up with this great idea of Planned Parenthood, which Hillary Clinton has sponsored. She's always praising Margaret Singer. Most LGBTs praise Margaret Singer. Well, is her key, her prize, the thing that she's being pride about, is that she had created an organization that would depopulate the black race. She has created an organization that will depopulate the black race, and they call them Planned Parenthood Clinic. We know them as abortion clinic. I'm making it plain. And they've been working on killing black folks ever since black folks got free, because the world wasn't willing to sponsor slavery anymore. And they started to, what happened was, when slaves that broke out and become free, even the people that were freeing the slaves, they weren't freeing them to get them free. They were trying to find out their knowledge in agriculture and farming and home remedies and things of that nature, because they needed it. They needed it. So all of these families you see today are people who galvanize power, all the powerful people that you see. And they're black, if they're black, they were house Negroes that come from, or house niggers, that come from the white man's house that were governing power. Many of them Jews that owned slaves, and I think you ought to know, that's the reason I'm telling you. And their children, who were mulattoes, that were amalgamated, they ended up marrying back into other black powerful families. And these blacks and these whites were those that had come together, as the street folks call them, the Illuminati, and the children of the Illuminati on both scales had come together to organize the takeover of the planet, takeover of countries, takeover of states, takeovers of divisions of America, takeovers of certain continents. And these people would do anything to keep power. There are black folks that have no power that love the white man enough to do anything for him. I'm just imagine one that's making some money, and these white devils are helping them do it, while they'll do anything, absolutely anything, to make a gain for themselves. They don't care anything about killing you. They don't care anything about it. That's why they call him a house nigger. He's a nigger that's in the house. You a slave, field slave. Field slave. See, to the white man, it's field nigger. To us, it's field negro. To the white man, it's house nigger. To us, it's the house negro. Important for you to know. We're trying to use terms so we are grammatically correct. I don't want to be politically correct. I want to be grammatically correct and to tell you exactly what's going on and how it's all lining up. Well, these black folks that have come into power, a lot of their white masters have died, left them all this money. And so now, and made a way for them to get into all this money. So now they're fighting the whites that have this money behind the scenes with other whites that are trying to take it. So they're responsible for the middle class. The Jews, the wealthy Jews, and the wealthy blacks are responsible for the middle class. In other words, corporate owners. Now, the serpents, called the serpentines, or those that belong to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, these are the corporate giants that own the oil, corporate giants that own countries and own provinces and countries. You can put Oprah Winfrey up in there, too. She owns a lot of stuff. She's evil. That devil will do anything. You got a lot of black devils out there that are willing to sell out. But see, one thing about a racist white devil, and I said racist white devil, the Jews, they're racist, too. The Jews are racist, too. I'm telling you, I'm making it plain that the Jews are racist as well. The Jews are racist. So I'm making it plain. And when these Jews want to make money or not get in their way with one group they're sponsoring, they'll sponsor the other group. And then they've got in the habit of sponsoring both groups. If there are two groups that are going to war, the Jews own the International Monetary Fund. I'm being plain with you. And they've come all the way out, and they know better. They know better. So even if they're hearing this now, hopefully they'll repent for their sins and turn around, turn from their wicked ways. Turn from this wickedness of supporting groups and having them to fight against one another. They do it within the black community. They do it in gangs. They do it with countries and all of that. Now, I have to speak the truth. But God is giving them, giving the white man a chance to turn around. If you do right now, they're even sparing. But that devil ain't going to do right. He is not going to do right. These that call themselves Jews and are not. And white folks who pretend to follow the scriptures of God and pretend to be peaceful people who are not going to do right, not going to do justice, not going to do mercy, and not going to walk humbly before God, and that are listening to these people that they know are evil, following white folks and worshiping them instead of worshiping God, is the reason why we're perishing today. That's the reason we're perishing. They even take policemen, send them into the black community, have policemen killing kids, killing women, killing men. And no politician will open their mouths against it, because it's all part of the same track. All of it's part of the very same thing. And so where they were killing people in their communities, coming to their homes, killing them. White folks were killing black folks like it was a growing fad. And nobody would hardly say anything about it, especially the devil Obama. Yeah, Barack Obama was a nothing but a devil. Obama was a nothing but a devil. He did everything he could to damage things in the black community. That's the reason they put him there. You got to know that. The white man is not going to put anyone there that's going to do any kind of good for the black man. This is why Barack Obama and Michelle Obama was put there. He had no intention to do anything for anyone but his own self. And you bought it. I bought it. Many people bought it. Sorry to say. And I must say, we didn't buy it willingly because we knew what was going on. If you're a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know what's going on. But I'd rather vote for that black devil than to vote for Hillary Clinton because she's a wicked woman. She was very wicked. And so we follow suit. We follow suit and got the brother in and knew we had already been warned that he was going to do what he was going to do. He never gave reparation to black folks, but he gave so much reparation to Indians and others and never gave one dime to black folks. Never did. And I should tell you something. He himself is a black man with black daughters. Now, with everything that they did, they're trying to wipe black folks out. They may have a few of them around, but other than that, they're trying to wipe them out. They're trying to wipe you and I out, brother and sister. With this coronavirus, you run around here wondering what you're going to do. We appreciate P. Diddy or Sean Combs for having a forum the other night to address some of the issues. I thank a lot for him. I thank all the help that he's given us in getting black folks together and talking, strategizing what's going to be done. The Nation of Islam has already had being set up. And we intend to increase that program, so we're not wondering what we're going to do, but we're trying to get enough participants and enough people to pool resources and to come together within the black community to make sure that the blow isn't so hard. We shouldn't have any children in our community dying from hunger, and we shouldn't have any families in our community being put out, and we shouldn't have families in our community being without. As long as we got brothers and sisters with things to keep them well, if they've got some food, they should be able to transfer some of that food to brothers and sisters who don't have any food. If they got some clothing, they should be able to transfer that clothing to brothers and sisters who have no clothing. If they've got housing, they should be able to transfer that housing to brothers and sisters. Be very careful now as you do it, and be in prayer. But be able to take in somebody. And the children, more than anything else, nobody's children should go hungry. But we should have stations and units set up in these difficult times to make sure the children are having food that they can eat so that they're not hungry, so that their health is not compromised. We don't want to have any children dying from starvation. And they closed the stores down. They're doing it across the country. They're closing the stores down. They minimize the stuff that you can get, because they want to put you and I in a situation. I said they want to put you and I in a situation. They put us in a situation where we have very little, then we're not able to do very much. So if you have little, you do little. But if we come together, then we can pull the resources. We can pull our resources and make it through this. Because the white man's in trouble. I said the white man's in trouble. And I tell you what kind of trouble he's in. He's got Russia, China, and Iran already doing strategies against him, already ready to fight him. He's got Russia that's telling him that he's not worthy anymore to stand as a moral example to the world. He's got Russia breathing down his neck, everything that he does. He's got a president that has brought him to the very brink of the same hell that he's put other nations in for a long time. And I tell you, that devil's in trouble. I tell you, that devil's in trouble. So he can't fight them and fight us too. I said the white man can't fight him and fight us too. And if we come together to pull our resources, then it also does two things. It allows us to know one another and start working with one another and see people we hadn't seen in years and make peace with people that we've been at odds with for a long time. But not only that, but it causes us to come together and create armies to protect the black community. And we, while we're pooling our resources, then we have everything that we need to both protect, defend, and supply our own community. And this is what he's requiring us to do. God from heaven, Allah himself, telling you and I to look to the hills from which cometh all of our help. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my faith, turn from their wicked ways, then and only then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. While we have been praying for many years, we have been supplicating for many years, we've been holding to the faith for many years. And those of us that are God's elect, God is moving for us now. Because you've got black preachers who have given up, given in to corruption, of rape of their flock, rape of the black community, drug selling, a love of money, illicit sex, misuse of the black community at large. God is saying that he's getting rid of these people. These people are gone. So he's obliterated the church system based on the message that's being preached, based on the people that's been there. God has obliterated the church system, the black religious system. He's rebuilding the black religious system today. So you can't go there if you need any help. Why the Christian church or the black Christian preachers have not organized themselves for a dark day. Well, they've always come seeking for handouts. You used to have ministers there that were qualified. Now you just got ministers, or rather preachers. You used to have ministers that were qualified to administer God's word and God's law, to administrate for the community, to build up handicaps and decrease weakness in the community, to make the change strong. But Allah, God, has saw that and saw that the black men in there weren't doing that anymore, and he cursed the black church. Oh, yes, he did. He cursed the black church, and he's going to start putting his leaders in there, start putting his ministers in there, start putting his people in the churches to do the will of God, and that's what's going to change this rotten society. God is replacing the devil's people with his people. So the white man is already a minority. The stock market is already falling. It has nothing to do with the coronavirus. The stock market is falling because China has taken its money out of the stock market. Other companies are taking their money out of the stock market. Other nations are taking their money out of the stock market. And America doesn't know what to do. The white man is a minority already in this planet. And so now he seeks to kill the black man. That if he got to go down, he's trying to kill and murder and plunder as much as he can because he knows that his time is over. He knows that his end has come. And that's one of the things that I'm thankful for with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his teacher, the apostle, the Messiah, social Messiah to black people, the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, has kept the path, rebuilt the Nation of Islam with great brothers and sisters that contributed great help, great Muslims that contributed great help, and are continuing to contribute that help today, and he rebuilt the nation to what it is today. He's updated the Nation of Islam to do the work and teachings that's happening today, and there's no other place as beautiful. There's no other place like the Nation. No other place. Black man and black woman of America. Now that your time of power has come, what will you do? Will you let the white man kill you? Or will you join in God's army? Will you join God's people in rebuilding the society and defending your keep? That's the question that lies before you today. Are you being a good Christian or a good black Muslim to let white folks come in your house and kill you, to let them force a vaccine on you, and you not defend yourself? If the vaccine is killing and it's going to kill you anyway, what do you have to lose? If the vaccine is killing you anyway, what do you have to lose if you're not defending your life? You need to defend your life, defend the life of your children, your wife. We outnumber the enemy. We are able to win if we will fight. We are able to win. There is no tomorrow. It will not get better. There's only today. And I thank Allah for having the privilege to bring this message, and I'm thankful to be raised for this time as a mighty warrior, spiritually and physically, for our people. And I thank Allah for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I thank God for the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and all that have come under Muhammad, all that have come under Muhammad, and all the tribulation that we went through to get to this point. And may the peace of Allah and God, or whomever he is to you, may his peace shine round about us. May he bless each of us in all situations that we get in. And may he give us what we need to fight in the time of that peril. And may we be ready and be armed with the spirit and other arms that we will need to come through bloody economic, social, and physical war. And Allah has already said yes, but is waiting for us to have faith and accept his holy path and his holy word. I greet you in the words of peace, all brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. And your response, I pray, to me would be, wa alaikum salam. So when I said peace be unto you, that you would return the desire, that peace be unto you too, brother. I love you, black man and black woman of this planet. I love you. I love you. Be sure to tell and show someone else that you love them as well, whether you feel they deserve it or not. Find some black brother or sister. I didn't say white brother or sister. I said some black brother or sister. And let them know that you love them as well, and be peaceful and make peace, for the battle ahead will be bloody. But when we get on the other side, beat Allah, we will have the victory and the power. So these things I say unto you, and I'm thankful. And so let it be done, for it has already been written. Ameen.